It's Monday, May 15th, AD 2017. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Even though China is known as a communist country, the Christian Post reports that the Christian Chinese Church will be the biggest in the world by 2030. OMF International's Vice President of Mobilization, Rodney Pennington, who looks at the growth of the church around the world, said that the growth of the church in China gives us many reasons to rejoice. The Worldview spoke to Daniel Harris from International Christian Concern about China. He said that persecution in China has fueled this explosive church growth.
By trying to prevent Christianity from growing, they kind of created a black market for it. This black market, in a way, like almost increased the value of religion, of Christianity, piqued people's interest more.
Christ is not deterred by these tyrants. Isaiah 9:7 says, "Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end." U.S. Embassy officials helped a persecuted Chinese family escape from being deported back to China recently, according to the Associated Press. After fleeing China, Chen Guiku, the wife of detained human rights lawyer Xi Yang, and her two daughters were imprisoned in Bangkok, Thailand. As Chinese authorities were on the verge of deporting them back to China, the U.S. officials got them on a plane to America. Their prayers were answered. Vice President Mike Pence spoke at the World Summit in Defense of Persecuted Christians last week, reports the White House. Pence said both he and the president support and pray for persecuted Christians around the world. He commended the 600 victims of persecution and supporters of the persecuted church present for their perseverance in faith. Pence also stated the president's intention to, quote, "hunt down and destroy ISIS at its source," unquote. Canada's March for Life took place last Thursday, drawing tens of thousands to the capital of a nation with some of the worst laws for life, according to Life News. Prayer services were held throughout the day as well. Many families and college students attended. A pro-life flag was even hoisted at the Ottawa City Hall, but quickly taken down by outraged officials. An unprecedented cyber attack hit nations across the world last Friday, locking up computers and keeping files at ransom, reports Fox News. The ransomware, which exploits a weakness in Microsoft Windows, has been detected across 70 nations, affecting Russia in particular. The UK's health system was severely impacted as well. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization declared a new epidemic of Ebola after 3 deaths occurred in the Democratic Republic of Congo, thought to be associated with the virus. At least one person has tested positive for the virus in the northeast part of the country, according to Reuters. Yesterday morning, Chris Wallace featured a panel discussion on Fox News Sunday about President Trump's firing of FBI Director James Comey. Listen to this answer from Karl Rove, former senior advisor to President George W. Bush.
You work in the Bush White House. How much of a pressure cooker is it inside that Oval Office as things come at you, and how important is it to be steady?
There are so many things that come flying across the transom, and the pressure is enormous. Like any organization, the guy at the top sets the tone, and the guy at the top in this administration is displaying an absence of confidence. Not confident in his own victory. He's not confident in the fact that he's president. He's not confident that the Russian investigation is going to turn up nothing, and it shows. Really problematic in these articles is the sense that the president is saying the system failed me. All of these people are not doing their jobs. He failed them. This is a moment of crisis. He needs to say, you know what, we're all in the foxhole together, and I've made mistakes. We're going to do better. He needs to set the tone. Otherwise, not only is he going to lose people, he's going to find it hard to recruit good people to replace them. But think about every one of these things. It was his decision to fire. Right decision, in my opinion, but the method of firing was his decision as well. The communications, the absence of a communication strategy was a result of his decisions. His people went out and said things. I'm confident they went in and said, Mr. President, we're going to say that the Rod Rosenstein memo is the reason you did this, and he undercuts them 2 days later. He's the guy who puts out this unnecessary controversy with the tweet about the tapes. Now, this is a huge issue because if I were them, I'd start cleaning this mess up by getting out there now and saying either they're tapes and we'll make them available. available, or the president was trolling and there are no tapes. Get this controversy behind us and step back for a minute and realize what damage the president has done to his own cause and the cause of his agenda by doing the things that he's done.
Over 80% of Americans are concerned about the declining moral behavior in our nation, based on a recent study by Lifeway Research. Of those surveyed, Protestant evangelical Christians were the most likely to say they had concern over the nation's moral direction, compared with other religious and non-religious groups. Proverbs 29:18 says, "Where there is no prophetic vision, the people cast off restraint. But blessed is he who keeps the law." Back in 2013, Walt Tutka was fired from his position as a substitute teacher from a public school in Phillipsburg, New Jersey, for giving a Bible to one of the students upon the student's request. After years of litigation, and thanks to the good work of First Liberty Institute, Tutka has resolved his case of religious discrimination and has been reinstated as a substitute teacher last week. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Monday, May 15th, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.